Coming up on episode number 1416, it's time to go back to the world of heavy metal music, at least for the original versions of the songs you're about to hear. Yeah, Tommy Lee, amateur film buff Tommy Lee, is turned 60 this week. So I figure it's a great time for us to do a Motley Crue cover story. Never done a full one. It's always been a part of another show. So let's just go right into the Crue. Get those fingers in the air, the devil horns ready, because you're going to need them. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, October 6th, 2022. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of the show. This is where we focus on one band, one act, one artist, and play you different covers of and sometimes by the band. In this case, the band is Motley Crue in honor of Tommy Lee's 60th birthday earlier this week, October 3rd. Tommy Lee turned 60. You might know him from his work with Motley Crue. You might know him from his video series, his nautical exploits captured on video. However you know your Tommy Lee, heck, maybe you just know him from that biopic that came out earlier this year, Tommy Lee and Pam, or whatever it was called, which I haven't seen yet, so I can't speak to it. But in any case, you're going to like the music that we've got on store for you. Of course, all of those great Motley Crue songs that you know and love. Girls, 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 Dr. Feelgood, Kickstart My Heart. Let's get things started with a cover of Wildside. This is by Gretchen Wilson, who's no stranger to doing some amazing covers. She's released full albums of covers, but this was one that she contributed to a project called Nashville Outlaws, which was an all-country cover album, a tribute to Motley Crue. Came out back in 2014, included Gretchen Wilson's cover of Wildside.
Kingdom come on the wild side. Cool black. sickle and a switchblade knife. Handful of grease in my hair feels right. But what I need to get me tight are those girls, girls, girls. Long legs and burgundy lips. Girls, girls, girls. Dancing down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Red lips, fingertips. Crazy horse, Harry France. Forgot the names, remember romance. I got the photos of Fromage à Trois. Must have broke those Frenchies' laws with those girls, girls, girls. The body shop and the marble arch. Chicks, chicks, chicks. Tropicana's where I lost my heart. Girls, girls, girls. They got them in Ipanema. Girls, girls, girls. My brown eyed girl, girls, girls. With new wave hairdos I love.
What a way to end an almost all-female fronted Motley Crue cover set. That's Girls, Girls, Girls by, of course, Richard Cheese. You heard there. From his 2004 album, I'd Like a Virgin. That's him covering Motley Crue. Before that, Tracy Thornton, as she always does, kicking at that steel drum. Livewire was the cover that she provided there from her Pan Rocks 2. Pan Bangers Ball album from 2014. As you can tell from the title, it's the sequel to Pan Rocks 1. And she's also done Pan for Punks, which is an all Ramones cover album as well. She is fantastic and such great stuff. That one came out in 2014. The Start with Kickstart My Heart. That one from Volume 3 of the Guilt by Association series. That one came out in 2011. Susan Hyatt with that fantastic big, almost big band version of Looks That Kill. That one from her album Pinups and Trumpets, which came out in 2016. She is great, Susan Hyatt. Definitely worth checking out. Gretchen Wilson started us off with a cover of Wildside, kind of new metal country inspired from that Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue, which also featured a little bit more, some more traditional country artists as well as, folks like the... hold on a second. Let me pull up the album because it's got a bunch of great, great folks on it. Bunch of great folks on that album right there. Eli Young, Big and Rich, Cassidy Pope, Justin Moore, Leanne Rimes doing Smoking in the Boys' Room, which, as we all know, isn't really a Motley Crue song. It's a Brownsville Station song. Darius Rucker, Hootie, covering Time for Change. And The Mavericks, a favorite of mine, with a cover of Dr. Feelgood. That's a really, really good album to check out if you like. If you're kind of on the edge on country music and you're on the edge on Motley Crue, maybe the combination of the two will really do it for you. In any case, that album is called Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue. Let's get to set number two. Told you there's only going to be two sets today, so let's make it a good one, shall we? Let's start things off with Pretty in Stereo. Oh, we're going back to female fronted artists for this one. Let's get to it. Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away.
We'll Chevy, prime and flames, traded for the powdered goods. Jigsaw Jimmy's a running the gang, but he's doing okay. Got a cozy little job, sells a Mexican mob packages of candy cane. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. He's the one that makes it feel alright. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. Cops on the corner always ignore, somebody's getting paid. Jimmy's got a wild loss for how, gotta make it in the shade. Got a little hideaway, does business all day, but at night he'll always be found. Selling sugar to the sweet, the people on the street call this Jimmy's town. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. He's the one that makes it feel alright. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. He's gonna be your Frankenstein. I've got one thing you'll understand. He's not what you call a glamorous man. Got one thing that's easily understood. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. Feel Good, yeah. Streets moving up to Shangri-La, can buy his wealth as a matter of luck, says he never broke the law. Two-time loser running out of juice, time to move out quick. Heard a rumor going round, Jimmy's going down, this time it's gonna stick. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. He's the one that makes it feel alright. He's the one they call Dr. Feel Good. He's gonna be your Frankenstein. Let him soothe your soul, just take his hand. Some people call him an evil man.
Dynamite. Open your eyes and- It's a knife in your back. He's rage. We'll be right back.
John Corabi, who has stint with or had a stint with Motley Crue for a while there himself, Home Sweet Home from a tribute to Motley Crue called Down at the Whiskey, which came out in 2013. Before that, Hollywood Undead, can't miss those guys, Shout at the Devil from their Desperate Measures album from 2009. If you want to hear more about Hollywood Undead, check out the episode that Hammond and I did a couple years ago on Soundography. Did a whole episode where we listened to their full catalog and then talked about their highs, their lows, what we like from the band, what we didn't like as much from the band over there, soundography.com, spelled just like it sounds. Chelsea Lanks, or Lankus, with a cover of Too Young to Fall in Love. That's from a double single that she released in 2015. The A-side was Down for Whatever. The B-side was Motley Crue's Too Young to Fall in Love, came out again in 2015. The Lost Fingers from their Versus album from 2020, a cover of Dr. Feelgood. Love the sound. Love that kind of jazz skiffle sound of the Lost Fingers. Their stuff is so good. And then we start off with Pretty in Stereo with a cover of Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. That one from Too Fast for Love, a millennium tribute to Motley Crue. A lot of tribute albums out there, by the way, to Motley Crue. Some of them have the same songs kind of repeated on them. That one, Too Fast for Love, came out in 2007. And that, I know, you're going to be sad. But it brings us to the end of the show. A little bit shorter one today, partially because that's what I've got for good Motley Crue covers, also because I've got a project I really need to get to this afternoon that can't wait, I'm afraid, so we're going to get right to that. But hope you enjoyed this episode of Coverville. I enjoyed bringing it to you as well. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Guess the Connection and another Coverville in a week. Hope you'll be there for that. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm there at Coverville, and every other place you want to look for me, Facebook, Instagram, all those places at Coverville. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media. I can't talk today. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.